Blog Talk Radio. It's time for the next edition of the Riveting. It's time for the next edition of the Riveting Jumble Justice Radio Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. Turn up your speakers and listen closely, since you may be asked questions later. Keep your phone handy, since we encourage you to call in your comments to the host and guests on today's show. The listener call-in number is 347-996-5983. Once again, the number is 347-996-5983. You will also find the number on the top of the homepage for the Jumble Justice Radio Show. I'm Audrey, your technical and spiritual advisor for the radio broadcast. And now, without further delay, allow me to introduce your eminently qualified and inspiring host for Jumble Justice, Professor Keith Haley.
Well, thank you very much, Audrey. Tonight we are stacked with problems. We had a transportation problem coming back from Dallas tonight and was not able to get back to the show based on a graduation ceremony I was attending, and it started about 1 hour late, and had traffic problems at the center where the graduation was being held, and we sincerely apologize for that. And I know you folks were waiting there in the control booth, so that's really something. We're going to have an abbreviated show tonight then, and we'll just archive 10 or 15 minutes of this thing and move on to next week's show, which I think you're going to thoroughly enjoy. Next week we're going to be talking about the civilian use of the taser. We've already done a show on the police use of tasers, and research here and there just about shows that law enforcement officers using the taser, it cuts down injuries to police officers about 50%, and about the same thing for citizens that happen to be resisting arrest or, fighting with the cops. So you kind of turn on the taser light, and at least for a good substantial portion of the people, it seems to work, and they hold their hands up, and you handcuff them and take them away if you're going to take them into custody. But we'll do that show next week, and we're going to have a taser instructor on, and that's going to be Professor Michael Lewis again. And Professor Lewis is a man of many talents, of course, and you know him of most recent fame of being on our show talking about the police and the homeless. And he's, in fact, writing his doctoral dissertation about that. But what we want to do tonight is a few things that we have done in the past, and we'll do some of that this evening here and maybe talk about a couple of news stories, and that'll be it. Audrey, I think you've got your usual joke for tonight. Is that right? A blonde joke? I always point out to folks who are listening, and again, we apologize for being late tonight, but we'll redo this broadcast on Criminal Justice Going Green Part 2. We had some special things set up for you tonight, and we'll just do those probably in a couple of weeks. Next week, again, will be the show on the civilian use of the taser. Well, what do you have, Audrey, in terms of the blonde joke for tonight? Go ahead.
Professor Haley, this is a blonde joke this evening about a lady having trouble with her new boat. This is a good one for the approaching boating season. During late spring one year, a blonde was trying out her new boat. She was unable to have her boat perform, travel through water, or do any maneuvers whatsoever, no matter how hard she tried. After trying for over 3 days to make it work properly, she decided to seek help. She ported the boat over to the local marina in hopes that someone there could identify her problem. Workers determined that everything from the engine to the outdrive was working perfectly on the top side of the boat. So, a puzzled marina employee jumped into the water to check underneath the boat for problems. Because he was laughing so hard, he came up choking on water and gasping for air. Under the boat, still strapped in place securely, was the trailer.
Hard to make that boat go full potential when your trailer is still attached to the bottom of it. That's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we never fail to do this each week. We're impressed with the Ohio Coalition Against Firearms, and what they're trying to do is make sure that the criminals, I think, turn in their weapons, and they have a public service announcement directed toward the gangbangers and the street criminals, and they're hoping that when they hear this message, that in fact they will turn away from crime and get down and turn their cops into the, or their weapons into the police officers, the cops, and then find a productive life. But here's the coalition's very well-known public service announcement by now.
Carrying concealed handguns in Ohio? It's a deadly idea. A message from the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence.
Thank you, Ohio Coalition. It certainly is a deadly idea. And I think tonight what we'll do is just do a couple news stories, and we'll start off with a couple that we do each week, sort of in the range of the bizarre. And here's kind of an interesting one here. You've got a U.S. shopkeeper who's been warned by the police. This is in Colorado, Durango, Colorado. He has an unusual way of dealing with shoplifters. And what the owner does is he told thieves he called the police unless they give him one of their shoes. So when he catches them shoplifting, he makes them give up one of their shoes. And now the police are on him, telling him that they can't, he can't threaten force and take one of their shoes from him because he's actually taking property. Here's a quote from the Durango police captain, Mickey Browning, says, "I would suggest that he find a different option that doesn't involve giving up property. What's the difference between him saying, give me $20 and I won't call the police, or give me your shoe?" Well, I guess one of the things is that they were shoplifting from the store. We could start with that, but it's kind of a bizarre idea for sure, but I've never heard of anything quite like that, actually. Here's a case out of Austria that's kind of interesting. Two Austrian burglars broke into a house, only to find it full of police officers who had staged a drug raid just minutes before. Can you believe that? It says the pair jimmied open the window and got into the house in a midnight raid in Melbourne, reports the Herald Sun, but they had beaten it. They had beaten the police officers by just a few minutes. It burst in after that. So here they were, and the cops sort of chased them out, and they got on the run. They didn't get them right away, but a couple of days later, they captured them, charged them with the burglary of the house and possession of drugs. But kind of an unusual sort of thing, that's for sure. Here's one I thought you might, a little story you might enjoy, if we can find it here. Well, Audrey is actually signaling that it's time for us to drop off tonight, so maybe we won't go to that story, but again, we're sorry that our Green Part 2, Criminal Justice Goes Green Part 2, didn't make it tonight, and again, I apologize for that. And in 2 weeks, we'll pick up that show, and I think you'll enjoy some of the things that we had for you, some of the interview material and some of the news material. And there's some books that we wanted to talk about on this matter also of combating the global warming crew. So we'll do that. With that said, we'll sign off tonight, and I'm sure we'll meet again.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.